The NFL Combine begins Wednesday. What exactly is that? Remind us.
The NFL Combine is like a big pro football convention where it brings in all the top college prospects, where they will be examined by NFL doctors, interviewed by NFL executives, and meantime, there'll be about 900 media members there to go to different press conferences. Well, the NFL will have each general manager will speak from each team, each coach will speak. In other words, Sashi Brown, new GM from the Browns, will speak. Hugh Jackson, new coach from the Browns, will speak. Then they will have press conferences for the top players, such as Jared Goff, the quarterback from California, Carson Wentz, quarterback from North Dakota State, Paxton Mills, quarterback from Memphis. The reason I mentioned those three guys is the Cavs are the number two pick. They need a quarterback. So they'll do things. They'll measure these guys. Is Paxton Mills really 6'7"? He's supposed to be. Remember in 2014, the big discussion was Johnny Manziel really 6 foot?
Right.
Talk about measuring on the minutia. Mm-hmm. When you go back, what's happened since?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think he ended up being measured at 5'11" and 7'8", so they rounded off to 6 foot. So I guess that was automatically supposed to make him a good NBA prospect, NFL prospect.
Right.
But you'll see a lot of that. But this is just another example of how the NFL sells itself to the public.
Yeah, because this is going to get a lot of coverage.
Right. And yeah, there'll be some drills. You'll see some guys throwing passes, and it's all held in a big dome. And see other times they'll have linemen running around cones. And I mean, in the end, there's some of these guys go and work out and lift weights. And, you know, these guys stand around watching, counting repetitions with weights. And they're having 40-yard dashes, and they're all staring at their stopwatches. But the truth is, Amanda.
Yeah.
If you don't have a good hand on your prospects by the NFL Combine, who can play and who can't, the Combine's not going to help you. But there is one thing.
What's that?
That the NFL executives love. They call it the idiot drug test.
Oh.
They tell every prospect, you will be drug tested. They've been told this for about 6 weeks or more. In fact, any prospect heading the NFL Combine knows it's coming. It's traditional. They will drug test it. They will tell these guys, you know, their coaches from their college will tell these guys that you got to be clean. Their agents will tell these players you got to be clean. And invariably, 3 to 5 guys will flunk the idiot drug test.
Yeah, happens every year, right?
Happens every year. And you know what? A lot of them end up getting drafted in the third or fourth round anyway. But it does cost them money because they may have gone to second. Because if you're a team, you're sitting there going, oh my goodness. I mean, you just tell this guy, don't flunk it. And they do. Now, I guess it depends what they flunk it for. You know, if it's marijuana, they don't worry a ton about that. But if it's hardcore drugs or some performance enhancing drugs, it's a little different. But that, to me, that's always one of the things where everybody is told, you got to be clean. This is it. Millions of dollars are at stake. And 3 to 5 guys will blow it anyway.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what to say on that. But here's what they do. You know, the NFL draft is they try to create these mini Super Bowls, Amanda, when there's no games going on. So in February, you have the NFL Combine, where they go through all the prospects.
Mm-hmm.
In March, you have the opening of NFL free agency, where the veteran free agents go and, sign with different teams. Like last year, you'll see. But basically what you do is the last few years, for example, the Cavs signed Carlos Dansby. They signed Dante Whitner. You know, they signed Desmond Bryant and other players like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's March. Okay.
Right.
Combine April. March is free agency. And you know what comes in Combine February. March is free agency. And you know what April is.
Yeah, April's the draft.
The draft. Here you go.
Yeah.
Then comes mini camps. But you see, this is by design.
Mm-hmm.
The league is, they are PR geniuses. They really are on how they keep it out there.
Yeah.
And they have ESPN and they have the NFL Network. You can watch all the cone drills and everything else on your NFL Network. They'll have it day and night going for you during the combine this week, Amanda.
Wow. Unbelievable.
You better tune in.
Yeah. A lot of people will be, right?
Yes, they actually will.
Yeah.
The NFL, some of the NFL Network, some of their highest ratings of the year, other than the games they have on like Thursday night, are the combine.
Yeah.
And you'll have all the experts and everybody there. But remember, the whole cottage industry surrounding the draft, you know, all these different experts and all these fans, and we've talked about this in the past, who have their own draft boards that they put together, and they get, you know, the Browns backers of Oakland or Browns backers of Texas, and obviously Browns backers of Northeast Ohio, they get together and they argue their draft boards and they pretend their own drafts. And the great thing, you know, for the Browns, what always happens, they have a terrible regular season. They fire the coach. They fire the general manager. They hire new people. And just when everybody's ready to get rid of them, they think, oh, my goodness, we have the high pick in the draft. What are we going to do in the draft? The draft sells hope to bad teams, and the combine is the start of that.
Okay, so it all starts this week, huh?
There you go.
All right, Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.